May peraan! May peraan!
Welcome to My Peraan, kung saan tayo gagabayan ng mga eksperto sa pagsagot ng inyong mga tanong na may kinalaman sa pera, mapautang, ipon, insurance, tax, racket o diskarte sa negosyo. Sa ngalan ni Christina Lazo, ako si Edinel Magtibay at ang My Peraan question ay galing kay Juan, hindi niya tunay na pangalan. 33 years old, chef by profession, pero pansamantalang stay-at-home dad dahil nagsara ang restaurant na pinapasukan sa Sydney, habang ang partner naman niya ay full-time aged care nurse. Babasahin natin at pakinggan ang kwento ni Juan. Kumusta po kayo? Ako si Juan. Chef po ako sa isang Italian restaurant sa Sydney, pero pansamantalang nawala ng trabaho dahil sa lockdown. Ang partner ko naman, aged care nurse, full-time. Kaya ngayon, no choice ako kundi mag-alaga ng aming 3 taong gulang na anak. Sa totoo lang, miss ko na pong magtrabaho sa kusina, kaya natuon ang pansin ko sa racket. Nagsimula po akong gumawa ng special recipe ng lechon. Prime cut pork, kaya de kalidad. Naibibenta ko po ito ng $160 at pwedeng delivery o drive-by. Hindi bumababa sa 10 lechon ang naibibenta ko sa isang linggo. Wala pa po akong alam sa pagninegosyo dahil pagluluto lang naman ang alam ko. Gusto ko lang pong malaman kung kailan ko po pwedeng gawing seryosohang negosyo ito. May halaga ba akong dapat maabot na kita bago ko po ito gawing lehitimong business? At yan ang may peraan question ni Juan. At para po magsilbing gabay niya, makakasama naman nating muli ang finance expert na si Miss Maria Papa. Good morning, Miss Maria! Knowing na yan, pare-pareho tayong taga Sydney at naka-lockdown, pero nakakatuwa nga no, na may mga katulad nitong si Juan na naglalakas pa ng loob na makabuo ng racket kahit na hindi makalabas ng bahay.
He's very enterprising si Juan, ano, that he actually thought of doing this as a side hustle while we're in lockdown.
Yes, and this time, tutulungan po natin si Juan. So, hindi daw bumababa sa 10 lechon yung orders niya kada linggo. Pero kailan daw po ba dapat seryosohin o totohanin itong racket-racket niya na to na pagluluto?
Maganda yung kanyang ano sales, no? 10 lechons a week. That's a lot of orders also every week, ano? But of course, yung tanong dyan is, how much is he actually earning from selling the lechon? And then, will it actually replace the income he's getting as a food chef? That's the first question. Another question for him is he ready to actually go into full-time business? Kasi doing business is different from being a chef. Going into business requires you to wear several hats. You have to be the accountant, you have to do sales, you have to do marketing, and you have to cook. So you're actually wearing so many hats that might be something daunting for someone like Juan, who's doing and going into business for the first time. So this is something that he should also ask himself. Yung ibang tao, they don't go into business kasi mas madali nang, sige, papasok na lang sa trabaho every day and then they pay me a job, they pay me a wage. And because they're used to that, and then they go into business, which is far different from what they're doing right now, that's a different story. So he should actually go and learn how to manage a business. Fortunately, here in Australia, we've got like organizations, government organizations, in which like mga business advisories, which provides or mentors people who wants to go into business, and they have mentors available to teach you how to do it. And then they also have mga webinars and workshops which you can attend to be able to learn more about business. And so if business is something that he really wants to learn, and he feels that yung lechon niya, he can actually double that sales, triple that sales because masarap nga eh. Diba, word of mouth lang, palagay ko, malakas ang benta nito. And especially food business, how can you go wrong with the food business na, diba? If this is something na he feels na he would like to go into, I suggest that he actually skill himself up in business. How business is run. How to manage a business, how to hire people, how to manage your finances. So these are the things he needs to learn before he actually looks and considers going into full-time business with the lechon.
Ah, so kailangan mag-upskill muna siya. Marami pa siyang kailangan aralin. Medyo mahirap pong masabi kung hobby o totoong racket itong pagbebenta-benta ni Juan. Kailan po ba niya pwedeng irehistro or kailan dapat irehistro ang isang negosyo? Lalo na kung ganito pa kaaga, o do you recommend na testingin niya muna ng ilang months, pag-practicean niya muna bago siya talagang tuluyang bumuo ng business?
Oo, pwede naman. But you also has to, kasi ang food business is supposed to be, it's highly regulated by your local council. I suggest that if he really wants to do this as a food business and he will regularly sell 5 kilos of lechon or 10 kilos of lechon every week, he must contact his local council and find out if he's required to actually register the business. Kasi baka he's operating and then when he's found out, baka ma-fine siya, ma-penalize siya for this. So consult the local council, tell them what you're doing, and if he needs to register this as a business, then that's the time he must think about whether he'd like to really go into business. So do your research first. That's my first advice. And then if the council will allow him to do it, basta lang daw, based on my research, basta hindi regular, parang hobby-hobby lang, then they're okay. But if it's a full-time business, that's a different story.
Oh, so kung totohanin na niya yung pagbuo ng business, ano-ano po yung mga major na requirements na kailangan niyang kunin or i-comply?
Oh, if he wants to go into business, he has to, first of all, he has to apply for an ABN, Australian Business Number, that's one. And then, he has to have a website or a Facebook page to market the business. He has to understand yung mga requirements ng council in operating a food business from home, if that's allowed. Or he has to get separate premise. I don't think everyone's allowed to operate a food-based business, di ba, from the home. And so if he has to go to another premise, it means he needs puhunan to be able to operate outside of the home. And so where will he get the money? So that's another problem that he has to look into. There are a lot of things to look into bago siya sumugod sa pagnenegosyo. Kahit napakasarap ng lechon niya at alam niyang mabebenta yan, marami rin sakit ng ulo ang pagpapatakbo ng negosyo. Best if he actually look into organizations that looks after small businesses like Business New South Wales. And then the ATO is a good website. Go into the ATO website, find out about what you need to do in order to start a business.
Okay po. So this time naman, Miss Maria, ano-ano yung mga paraan na pwedeng gawin ni Juan para mapalago niya itong negosyo sakaling ituloy niya at mag-business na nga siya? Marirecommend nyo ba yung paghiram ng pera or ng pondo sa banko?
Pwede siyang humiram ng pondo sa banko. They call it a personal loan. Hindi naman siguro kalakihan yung kailangan niya. So he can actually try to get a personal loan for $10,000-$20,000. That's one option. And then I'm very inspired by him because despite the lockdown, he's very enterprising. He doesn't give up. He's trying to do his best. If he thinks he's not ready at this time, then perhaps actually he just has to, the lechon kung hobby-hobby lang and he's allowed to sell at home until such time na bumalik uli yung business and then the lockdown is finished, he can go back to work as a chef. But eventually in the future, if he wants to pursue business, he prepares for it and then works as a chef, mag-ipon na siya para sa business niya in the future if it's something he'd like to pursue further.
Ayan, so kailangang pag-isipang mabuti talaga. Pero now, Miss Maria, ano po ang iyong final word para sa mga katulad ni Juan na sa kabila ng nangyayaring ito ay nagpapakatatag sa paghahanap ng paraan para kumita sa kanyang kinahihiligang lechon?
He's also doing good for the community because he's selling something na gustong-gusto ng mga Pinoy na hindi namin kayang gawin. And so that's something that is also providing something to the Filipinos here in Australia. I hope you can pursue it as a business and do it full time. That's my wish for Juan. And I hope he equips himself in business skills wise to be able to do this in the future.
And ang dami na naman nating natutunan today, kaya maraming maraming salamat po sa ating tampok na eksperto, Miss Maria Papa. At sa uulitin po, kaya naman sa mga tagapakinig natin, kung may nais kayong itanong na may kinalaman sa finance, investments, mortgage, insurance, negosyo at iba pa, i-email lang ang filipino.program@sbs.com.au at huwag po kayo mag-alala dahil pwede naming hindi banggitin ang tunay niyong pangalan sakaling mahiyain kayo. Mapapakinggan din itong podcast sa www.sbs.com.au/filipino. At tandaan, huwag ma-stress sa pera dahil sa tulong ng mga eksperto, may peraan!
May peraan! May peraan!